Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
And time for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got home equity lines of credit available to do some home improvements if you want. At Pioneer Valley Credit Union, get more value in the valley. And to visit them, visit pvcu.org. Dina is off today. Lopez in with the dirt. What do you got, man?
Well, Matt Lauer apparently wants to tell his own story some more. He recently wrote a piece for Mediaite, and he talked a lot about how Ronan Farrow's fact-checking was not all there. But now Us Magazine says he wants to do a big television interview where he can share even more. So we don't know if anyone really wants to see this happen, but he is trying to get this to happen. And a lot of his friends are saying that he should record the interview himself so he can edit all the control of it, which doesn't necessarily...
When you buy an infomercial? Like,
yeah,
buy 2 in the morning, it's your own interview. Yes, yep. You interview yourself.
Yeah. T.I., Tiffany Haddish, Tyrese Gibson, some of the famous people who were there celebrating the life and legacy of George Floyd yesterday. There were a lot of great people out there. Page Six reports that people like Kevin Hart, Ludacris, Master P, a lot of amazing people were there for the event. And there's also going to be a public viewing and a private service as well. But a lot of big names out there to support and, just say their piece to let people know that we need change. So they were out there supporting the family and everyone who was out there as well. So
awesome.
That was a really great thing to see them out there.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, who we all know, has sometimes makes different choices for fashion that you might not make on a daily, what you're doing in the morning.
Like what she wears, like a couch cushion on her head.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
it might
weird
be,
or meat. Remember the meat dress? Yeah,
I do remember the meat dress. Yeah, so she wants to do these things to inspire others to embrace their uniqueness and what they want to wear. She says, I've always been against the grain. She says for her fashion, she says I just dressed how I felt like dressing today, how I wanted to do my hair, how I wanted my makeup to look. She says you can't be perfect in any type of physical way in order to be a beautiful person. She says, I didn't get here because I'm pretty. I'm not a supermodel. I make music, and it's my brain and my heart that got me here with a lot of hard work. So she just, be how you want to be, and that's all you need to be.
And do
that's
your own
message out there.
Dream fashions. Like, I'm going to make some Cheeto underwear, I think.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
I
really.
You.
Yeah, she's an inspiration.
Yeah.
Not comfortable, but,
Well, you never know. You can put some lining on it. And finally, Easy A actress Amanda Bynes posted on Instagram this weekend that she is going to be getting her bachelor's degree from the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising. She's taking online classes, and she says she's trying to get a 4.0 GPA. I don't know if that's an Easy A, but she's going to go for that. And she says she's looking forward to starting her online store in the future, so I guess she can sell some of the things that she designs. It's really cool. She says it's working on her coping skills to help with her social anxiety, and which caused her to drop out of school recently, but she wants to go back and do it. So, Ace Showbiz is saying that she's going to do this and she's ready to go. So I encourage her to do that as well. Don't give up on your dream there.
Dina's Dirt at the 40 is now, and it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. There's more value in the valley with PVCU, and you can make home improvements for less with a home equity line of credit. For details, visit pvcu.org. Dina has got the morning off. Lopez in with the dirt. What's going on?
Forbes may have taken away her billionaire title. We remember that with Kylie Jenner, but she is still the highest paid celebrity after earning $590 million last year. Not quite a billion, but not too shabby, I'd say.
Does it really matter after that? I don't think so. But according to Forbes, it does, I guess.
It does, yeah. It's very specific. They said, they actually specifically wrote, while she had exaggerated over the years about the size of her business, the money she pulled in from this the deal with Coty buying a big share of her Kylie Cosmetics was real. So she is number one. Kanye West, her brother-in-law, is number two, but quite far away. She's $590 million. At number two, Kanye, $170 million. It's a big jump.
Ken, it doesn't really matter to me.
you'd be happy with that.
Yeah.
Some of the other big names on there. At number 10, Dwayne Johnson with $87 million. Ellen DeGeneres with $84 million. Elton John with $81 million. But all of the top 20 on our website at dinasdirt.com. You can check it out there. In a message meant for her high school, Meghan Markle recorded something for Immaculate Heart High School's graduating class. And one of the big things she talked about was the George Floyd protest. And she apologized for students to having to live in a world where this is still present. But she had a lot of inspiring words in there where she encouraged them to lead with love and stressed the importance of voting in elections. She said, always remember to put others' needs above your own fears. So you can check out the video. NBC News has the whole video on there, but it's a really nice video for any graduating class, really, not just her alums.
Cool.
Glee star Amber Riley has weighed in on the controversy surrounding Lea Michele. Been hearing a lot of stuff about that when she posted something for Black Lives Matter last week, and then a lot of people were saying that, what right do you have to say that? Now, we've heard some people say it was racist things she said before. Another one was saying she was just a bully. But the latest one from Amber Riley, she admitted that it was not a comfortable environment being on Glee, but she says she wouldn't also call Lea a racist. She said that's an assumption of what's going on right now, but she says that she was just a kind of a bully, like other people are saying as well. She's just impossible to deal with. But she says that this is the first and last time she's going to address the issue, and she wishes Lea Michele, who's pregnant, she says she wishes the mom to be well. So, you know, she's going to set her piece, and she is done with it. She doesn't want to drag it out. And finally, Justin Bieber was talking to Billboard magazine, and he was talking about living with Lyme disease. We forget that he had Lyme disease sometimes because, you know, we like to make fun of him. But he talked about how he says, I think just making sure that I'm doing the right treatments, doing the right IVs and that sort of stuff, taking the necessary precautions. And he said, listen to Haley when she says she feels that I'm run down. He said, it's good to have her as a check and balance for me. She can let me know when I'm looking depleted. So it's kind of actually nice that she's, you know, kind of taking care of him, keeping an eye on him when he's looking like he might be run down and needs some extra help for that sort of thing. You know, it's nice to have that partner in life.
Cool.
So, yeah, and that is your dirt at 7:40. We'll have fresh dirt in an hour at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
All the latest gossip stories happening now with Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make some home improvements with a home equity line of credit. Get more value in the valley with Pioneer Valley Credit Union. For details, pbcu.org. And Dina is out. Lopez in with the dirt. Do tell. Yes. What's up?
All right. Well, YouTube star Jake Paul is getting more than just internet backlash from his videos on the protests in Scottsdale, Arizona. He's getting criminal charges. This is from TMZ. They say the Scottsdale Police Department just announced that he has been charged with criminal trespass and unlawful assembly, resulting in the hundreds of tips and videos identifying him as a participant in the riot. And they say he was present after the protest was declared an unlawful assembly and the rioters were ordered to leave. He also unlawfully entered and remained inside the mall when it was closed. Now, he said he was not part of the looting, but it's tough to deny because he was posting videos of himself there. So they can easily find him. There are videos out there on YouTube, so it's kind of hard for him to say, no, I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. So when he's recording himself with that new video camera.
Yeah. And also, some nice news from all the protests and everything. According to TMZ, Kanye West donating $2 million to support the family of George Floyd. Oh, also, according to his rep, it's going to go for legal fees, but also it's going to go to Black-owned businesses in Chicago to help them out. And also, he's establishing an education plan to fully cover the tuition for Gianna Floyd, George's six-year-old daughter. So he's doing a lot of cool stuff for her there, for the family, in fact. And also, according to Entertainment Online, Angelina Jolie is donating $200,000 to the NAACP Legal Defense Fund as well. So a lot of people stepping up and making big donations.
And going back to Kanye, I mean, that's awesome. I mean, I know he has millions, but $2 million. I mean, that's still that's a good chunk of change. So
that's a lot of money helping a lot of different people. Gabrielle Union, we remember her. She was upset over NBC, over America's Got Talent firing. She said she was terminated because she refused to stay silent about the show's toxic culture of racism, sexism, and misogyny. Mm-hmm. Well, according to TMZ, the paperwork that she filed with the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing includes racist jokes, performances, discrimination, excessive focus on female judges' appearances, and she specifically called out Universal Television and Simon Cowell for his production company as well. So NBC, that's her side. NBC released a statement saying the allegation that anyone involved in this process threatened Miss Union is categorically untrue. We took her concerns seriously and engaged an outside investigator who found overarching cultural diversity on the show. So they're both saying, she's saying there wasn't the diversity, they saying that we had it and we took it seriously. So we'll see what happens when if this goes to court. And finally, quarantine weight gain is real for a lot of us and celebrities too. Us Magazine has a rundown of some of the people who have been talking about the extra weight they've been gaining, like Kourtney Kardashian. She was accused on Instagram of being pregnant after she posted some bikini pictures, but she said she was proud of her figure and admitted she'd had 4 cakes in 2 weeks. Good for you, Kourtney.
You had one day. Well, you might be bragging about that. Come on.
Well, she didn't say she was bragging. She was just like, this is what's going on in life.
Yeah.
Katy Perry said that she gained the COVID-30 because she's eating for two. So, you know what? She's allowed to do that. Chrissy Teigen shared that she hit the double-digit mark on quarantine weight as well. And a couple other people say that they're gaining weight by doing this. So, you know what? It's not just you. The celebrities are doing it too.
You hear time and time again. We're all in it together.
That's right, we are.
Right on that same weight scale.
And then, we don't want to all get on the scale together. It might look a little too high.
Yeah, I'm eating for 100.
And that is your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.